people go to networking events and then they either don't follow up or they don't know how to build a relationship or they think it's just about the transaction. And so for the events that we built for adults, like that, I even just got feedback last night and it constantly pours in. Same thing. They're like, you're building something amazing and different here. I had several speakers who have been paid $25,000, $30,000 to speak at other places and they speak at mine for free. And they say, I'd rather be here because of the feeling of community and collaboration that's different than they're experiencing other places where it's just about the transaction or it's just about competition. And collaboration is a very beautiful experience that's different than competition.
Welcome to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast, your ultimate guide for creating a lasting legacy as an entrepreneur. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner, our podcast offers insightful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and experts who have navigated the path of legacy creation. We explore topics that matter to you: personal responsibility, financial growth, leadership, and succession planning. Our goal? To equip you with practical insights and strategies that help you transition from simply running your business to building a legacy. Join us each week as we delve into purposeful discussions aimed at positively impacting future generations. Your journey towards leaving a lasting legacy starts right here, right now. Let's dive in.
Does your business serve homeowners? If so, you need to know about HOA.com, the number one referral network for professionals who serve homeowners. And we're looking for quality contractors and home service pros that we can recommend and refer to homeowners in your area. Not only will you get promoted on the HOA.com website, you'll get business from other certified pros and premier pros in your market. These people serve homeowners every day, so we help you build referral partnerships that keep referrals coming to your business for years to come. Go to HOA.com/pro now and get started.
Are you an entrepreneur or business owner? If so, you need to know about the Achieve Systems Business Building Membership. We are one of the best referral-based communities that wants to refer you. We help generate you thousands of leads per year. We also provide you an incredible mentorship program that has won many awards. We don't stop there. We have 60 plus opportunities to take your business to the next level, like authoring and publishing books and many, many more. Go to AchieveSystemsPro.com and get started today.
Do you want to make more money in your business? Most business owners focus on building revenue. That's not enough. Building profits is what feeds your family, and almost no business owner understands how to build profit without building revenue. I can show you with near-perfect accuracy the exact business growth strategies that will generate the most revenue for your business in the shortest amount of time, focused on building profit. Learn more at bizlife.coach. My guests today are a serial entrepreneur and a business strategist. Sean Finnegan's a serial entrepreneur who specializes in scaling businesses by scaling relationships. He hosts entrepreneurial events that bring people together to connect and collaborate. He co-hosts Ignition Point Podcast and is a founding investor of TaxHive, helping entrepreneurs use the tax code to their advantage. Debbie Hart's a business strategist dedicated to optimizing operations for more leads and increased profits. She's passionate about her family and helping her children to gain the entrepreneurial education that the schools aren't providing. She's the co-host of Ignition Point Podcast and the founder and CEO of Ignition Point. Robert chats with Debbie Hart and Sean Finnegan about teenpreneur events that they have launched in Orem, Utah, and the impact they're making in the lives of teenagers and their families. Their success is exciting and overwhelming, and now parents want a part of the program for adults to start and launch businesses too. Well, Sean and Debbie, thanks so much for taking the time today. Appreciate you guys jumping on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So obviously legacy is a big piece of what I like to start with and talk about. And so Sean and Debbie, I know you guys just hosted a great event for teenagers and teenpreneurs, I guess is the word. And I feel like that connection to legacy and what you're creating is pretty incredible. So tell us a little bit about what you're creating and what your vision is.
Well, that, you know, that is the vision, is to create a legacy for the future. Teens in most public schools, there's only two I know of around here that even teach entrepreneurship. And so if those seeds aren't planted early, a lot of them don't understand to seek out that path through college or on their own. I certainly didn't. I learned it very late in life through circumstances. So I just created that teen event for my own teenagers because they were interested in figuring out how to make their own money. They had the lemonade stands and the lawn mowing, and there's so much more than that out there. So I have a bunch of business owners in my network, you know, like Sean and other amazing people, and I wanted my boys to learn from them. Selfishly, I built it for that reason. And instead of having them shadow them for a day or so, I thought that's a lot to ask repeatedly of people, and I wondered if other parents might want this. So like any other idea, you throw it out there, test it, see if the market likes it. And they did. We had well over 100 people show up to the first event, and it was planned in literally 21 days.
Oh, that's fantastic. Love the idea. So Sean, what was the hook? What
brought you in? So Debbie's a great organizer. She really did all the work to put it on and did a phenomenal job. But what I loved about this one is these teens have a product or a service, and they've been working on it really, I think a lot of them since January, to kind of prepare the product to make sure it's available for sale. So this last event in this office here at TaxHive, they set up their own booths with their own products, their own services for sale. So they got the experience of selling customers that came into the lobby to buy. And then the biggest shocker for these teens, they have to stand up on stage and present to a bunch of people their product or service. So I was just so impressed that these teens have spent that many hours. Like, perfect case in point, Chase, Debbie's son, does landscaping, and he prepared a PowerPoint presentation. He stood up on that stage. He presented that business to everyone and the problems he was trying to solve. And I had this impression that this is going to stay with your legacy,
all
right? Going to stay with them for literally, they'll be passing this down to their future generations as well.
I get calls for months afterwards from the parents of these teens, or also the business owners that chose to mentor them, of what an impact it has made on their lives. So it really is building the future business of our communities if people will support teens in these endeavors.
Well, I love the concept. Obviously, I wrote my first book 3 years ago now. And I really started that book because I spent 20 years in ministry and had no entrepreneurial ideas, none of these things about mindset and personal growth, about money, about a lot of those basics that we know they don't teach in school. And then I didn't learn them until I stepped out of the ministry and started my own company. And so I really started that book with the idea of teaching my kids, who are now adults, the stuff I missed, right? These are the things I wish I would have taught you. And so great job, Debbie, that you're thinking about it while your kids are still under your influence and have the opportunity to create some great opportunities for them. For me, it's been this ministry that I've experienced. I've had the opportunity to visit 32 different countries, and every country has the same problem, right? There's not enough money. And so business development is the solution, whether that's in, you know, Orem, Utah, or, you know, Uganda. And so I feel like, for me, I want to do what you're doing on an international scale for adults and others. And I want to learn more about the model and what worked and what was exciting and got so much engagement.
Well, the first one, the idea was to inspire them and empower them. So we brought in a bunch of teens that probably didn't know a lot about entrepreneurship. So I had several business owners just come and speak about their journey, how they got started, challenges they overcame along the way, so that the teens could not have excuses. They thought, oh my gosh, if those guys went through that and got over it and built a business and are successful anyway, I don't really have an excuse that I just don't have my driver's license yet. Like, that's not a legitimate excuse. It is if you let it be, but these guys have been through some really deep, hard things. And it hit home with the teens to realize, yeah, if they can overcome that, so can I. And that was the idea. And then Sean is a master at teaching breakoff sessions and, you know, how idea formation and how to actually develop a pitch. So we had them just kind of wing one on the spot for about 30 minutes to an hour. And the brave teen from each group that did that first little last minute spur of the moment pitch won the mentorship from the speakers. So that was the first one. And then the parents were just calling me, asking me, hey, where can we learn more of this? So I built an entrepreneurship program for those kids of those parents. And those were the ones that we brought to the Pitch Fest. So I taught them entrepreneurship skills for the first semester. And then from January through March, we just developed their pitches. And then they came and did the second event, which was the Pitch Fest. So we had the business owners, instead of being speakers this time, were judges. They brought cash to the table and all of them offered mentoring. So it was a fun, empowering experience for those kids who were willing to take that to the next level.
Well, I love that you're creating a pathway, right? You started out with inspire, encourage, give them the, plant the seeds of possibility, and then say, hey, here's the next step. This is what this could look like if you want to participate and keep moving. So how are you funding this? How's this being paid for?
Myself, because I wanted it for my kids. And then, you know, as it's growing, we are getting some interest in sponsors and community support. But like most entrepreneurs, we're scrappy and resourceful, and we just funded ourselves to see if it will work. And then if the market likes it, then, you know, you can look at other avenues to build. So we're looking at sponsors for the next one, because it is growing and people like it a lot. So
what are our thoughts of expanding outside of Utah?
The interesting thing is on this one, I was amazed, you know, it solves a big need. You know, these topics of entrepreneurship aren't covered in the local, you know, school and public school system very well, right? And mainly it's because I think the teachers aren't entrepreneurs, you know, they're educators and they do an amazing service and training, but I think a lot of that can be solved with the private sector and business owners and entrepreneurs. And on this one, I think Debbie was on the news three or four times, because this
four
is
times.
A four
yeah.
times. Okay, didn't we sell it short? Four times. Yeah. She was on the news because this is like a really hot topic. Parents know that their teens need this kind of education, and maybe the parents not in a position to train and there's yeah. their teacher might
they don't
not
know
be.
How.
So
they don't want to.
Creating something like this is great. There was tons of momentum and still.
There's so much momentum, and I've been asked that. So I post, you know, a couple of things on my Facebook page, and I have, you know, friends from out of state call me and ask me, where can my teens find this in my area? Like, there isn't one yet. I built this. So, you know, there's only been a couple of them. So it's interesting that you ask that, because people are asking for that. So we would have to work on how to bring that out. There's the idea of streaming it, but I don't love that, because in person, you also get, I have three whole lessons in their class on the power of networking and how, you know, meeting people who are on the same path, on the same journey, collaborations. And so a couple of those teens have done that. They've gone to some adult networking events. They've gained some business partners. My son even has two, you know, unofficial employees to take over his landscaping jobs, because he also took a job for a month at a scout camp. And he had some jobs lined up from these news spots and from this pitch fest. And so instead of just turning down the job, he hired other people to take those jobs for him already. But he learned that from networking with other business owners or other teens who are learning entrepreneurship.
I mean, it's fantastic. I haven't fleshed out how to do the pieces, but some of the pieces that I want to include in the business development overseas, the idea was taking a group of 10 business owners and doing something very similar, right? Create them as the mentors and part of their commitment to the trip. I mean, I see it as a mastermind potentially, right? We're going to mastermind as business owners and travel and all those pieces. So there's a win for them, but then they commit to being the mentors and, you know, funding a potential project. So I love the pitch idea. I love all the pieces that you've put together are pieces that I've kind of said, oh, this is, we need this piece. We need to be able to include this. And of course we need the money. We need business owners that are willing to not only participate, you know, in an event, but participate longer term. And so making a monthly investment to this business owner that they support. And of course, then they're mentoring them too. So, right, the money and the mentorship kind of go together for these business owners. I mean, I guess it's a little Shark Tank-esque with on a completely different scale, but yet the mentorship from a business owner that can be successful, leaning in and answering questions and being available as a friend, as a guide. We all that have been entrepreneurs understand how powerful that mentorship can be.
It changes everything. Instead of reinventing the wheel, you'll just get there a lot faster. And that's where I get all the feedback from the teen events, is not just the event. It's the ones who went on and mentored afterwards and the opportunities that they have built and that have opened up for them. And it's funny that you bring up what you're building, because we're also building a similar thing for adults, because the parents were asking and other business owners were asking, we're like, well, can we come to the teen event? Like, well, we'll just do one for you too. So we've started doing and building that as well, because as you're seeing, there is a need for it at all ages and stages.
Well, it sounds like we need to license it or franchise it and expand it into larger markets. So Sean, share a little bit about Tax Hive, the space you've created. We talked on our previous episode that you guessed on about the space that you make available. I participated in the Vibe Room there, you know, with Kelly and so talk about what your vision is, you know, for the space for entrepreneurs and development.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that if you have a business, you should make a space available for entrepreneurs that are potential customers to come into your space, right? So we love the idea. You know, Kevin is O'Leary is a partner in Tax Hive, and you know he believes that there's a financial, you know, need out there for education, a really big one. I mean, there is literally a famine of financial information for the average American, and so. You know, the fact that we have this space here where we host events where entrepreneurs can come in and meeting of the minds and do these teen events. And we have a Silicon Slopes women's event here on Friday. We do probably 3 to 4 entrepreneur events every week. We get to promote our business there. We get to, you know, pay the community back to give them a resource and a place to be able to meet. And we create great customers at it. At the end of the day, we have multiple businesses in this building. We have a sneaker store here, everything else. So, hey, open those doors to as many entrepreneurs as you can and bring them in and give them a place to be able to meet like this.
We'll be right back after this short break. Do you need an increase in revenue? We help business owners find $100K in 90 days and create a roadmap for implementation. There's no pressure. Just a chance to get some assistance and clarity. Scheduling is easy. Simply visit ownitcall.com and select a time that works for you. It's time for you to focus on doubling the 20% that creates 80% of your revenue. Welcome back. Let's get back to more greatness. Well, you mentioned Kevin and the power of partnership. Debbie was mentioning networking. How did that partnership come about for you?
Yeah, so I had known Kevin. I met him like 12 years ago, and these sharks are interesting individuals. They're known. It's a crazy demographic where little kids watch the show up to 90-year-olds watch the show, and it's also, you know, there's been tons of business shows that have tried to make it, and they're the longest running and the best following still. They still have momentum after this many years of being on TV, which is saying something, because there's all these business shows trying to compete with that, and ultimately they just fail. And so Shark Tank's an amazing platform, and they see millions of people watch the show every week, and then it's all over. And then, as you've seen Kevin recently, especially all over the news, amazing. So the first time I met him was like a good decade ago, and literally I had there was an agent that set up the meeting, and he lives in Toronto, and I still remember it was a they gave me 30 minutes on the schedule. So I had to fly from here, go up to Toronto in the middle of winter. It's like 10 degrees below zero that day. It was so cold. And I was like, how am I going to be able to present my idea of doing live events with Kevin and get him training people in 30 minutes? And the thought came to me is, you know, these sharks get pitched on the hourly basis. No, they can't go to the grocery store without getting pitched. And I came to the conclusion, like, I want to first seek to understand and then to be understood, like Stephen R. Covey says. And I remember sitting in this bank trying to warm up my brain before I went in to meet with them and sat down. My first question was, hey, Kevin, I watch all your stuff. Tell me about where you're taking your brand in the future. That answer was 45 minutes or so. And we ended up spending 2 hours together. And as he spoke, I was able to understand what he was really trying to accomplish and then how I could help him. Not as in, hey, come over here and do my thing. It's like, that's what most people do. It's like, oh, I got this product. Kevin, come do my stuff. This is my ecosystem. I wanted to understand his ecosystem. And then talk about how I can help support his vision, not mine. Right? And that was the beginning of a relationship. And then COVID kicks in. We're not doing live events anymore.
Dang it.
Hit him up again. And we presented him this tax side business. And he loves this topic. And he loves, you know, education around taxes for business owners, because most people don't do anything about their taxes and it's not a good strategy.
Oh, no. I mean, as a business coach, one of the biggest things we lean into business owners is stop making your business decisions based on the tax implications. Like, not to ignore the taxes, but don't be tax scared. Like, the two things I hate business owners to say is, oh, it's a tax deductible. And, and then I'm trying to lower my profits so that I don't pay more taxes. Like, those are the two scariest things, because we just have such a misunderstanding and are making fear-based decisions because of taxes.
Good problem to have, right? You're paying taxes because you're making so much money.
Well, it's definitely a better problem to have, right? You have more options. And so share a little bit about Tax Hive, your drive, your purpose. Obviously, it's a big part of what Debbie's able to do because of Tax Hive.
Yeah, so so the average business owner, it's a W-2 person, can take up to 10 deductions is all. So if you become a business owner, no one sits you down as a business owner and says, hey, you're W-2 and now you're a business owner. Let me show you all the treasure chest out there that you can take advantage of in deductions, right? So as a business owner, you can take up to 1,400 deductions plus. The whole code was written for business owners to take advantage of the code. And it's a beautiful thing. And, the whole code was written to be able to support a business owner to grow their business and create lots of GDP in America, right? And so there's a lot of business owners that we talk to that just aren't familiar and don't understand like all the opportunities. So they look at it like a W-2 versus like, I should take advantage of all the codes as a business owner, structure my business correctly. All these things. I'll give you a quick example. So I love golf. It's one of my favorite things to do. I used to golf a lot. It takes too much time. Debbie's booking me on so much stuff. It's hard. So Augusta National is a place that is like pristine spiritual experience walking around that course, right? And I went out there one time. I actually snuck out onto the course, and which I could have gotten tased. It's not a good if you walk out there and you look around for a minute, you see that there's absolutely zero hotels. They don't want shiny Hiltons or Marriotts. And so during the Augusta National Tournament, the Masters, there's 250,000 people descend on Augusta. Well, all the people in Augusta, they want to leave. They're on vacation for 2 weeks and they rent out their place. They don't want to deal with all the headaches. So they rent out the place for thousands of dollars a night. So they get a paid vacation plus make a lot of money. Well, they did this for years. And, let's say they brought in 100 grand. They got tired of paying 30, 40 grand in tax. And so they went and they got a lobbyist. They went to Congress and they got what's called the Augusta Rule carve out, which is 14 days a year. You can rent out your house for a business purpose and pay no taxes. So now it's a federal deduction. And so an average business owner now can take advantage of that code and rent out their house to their board meetings, and everything else has to be a real business purpose. and they could do it for 14 days and their business can pay for the rental of their house for 14 days a year, tax-free. So those are just, that's one of the many that people could take advantage of if they understand and have some education around it. So that's what that's we do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So Debbie, let's talk a little bit about some of the stories. What was your favorite pitch?
Oh, the favorite pitch. You know, there was a kid that showed up and he was one of the ones in my class in a bright neon pink suit. So, you know, because I had talked to them, I did have them watch some Shark Tank episodes of kids and teens who pitch and talk to them about the confidence factor, not just knowing your product and knowing your numbers, but the confidence factor and all of that. And he had some very funny things to say. He delivers salt. He's like, why break your back when you can use mine? And, you know, he just did a great job of, you know, made sure that he was not scared, not stumbling, knew the content, made it funny, made it dynamic. We had a couple.
He showed up with that suit on.
Yeah, he just showed up with this bright pink suit,
but it was like a pink.
Hot neon pink suit. Rocked that confidence. So, and then my second favorite, I mean, they were all good. I was so proud of all of them, was a girl who had only seen the ad 2 days prior. And she had signed up just to do a booth. And it was her first time even doing a booth in public. And the market was for an hour before the pitch fest started. And her mom told me she would have done it if she'd have known sooner. And, you know, and I just saw this as an opportunity to teach because I'm a teacher, I'm a trainer, right? And I told her, you know, luck is where preparation meets opportunity. I said, you have an hour before pitch fest even begins. You have a computer, you have internet access, Canva's got pitch templates. You can do it, I believe in you. And she did it. She wrote her pitch out and she presented and she won prize money and mentorship and a spot on the news because we had news there, you know, filming, and she ended up on the news. And her mom has told me 3 times since seeing how much that's already changed her life, how much confidence that gave her in that defining moment where there's an opportunity right here, ready or not, take it, just take it and learn from it. And so she did. I think that was actually my favorite, the fact that she was ready, willing, and able to just jump in and go for it.
All right, so let's turn it around a little bit and let's talk about the mentors and the businesses that have leaned in to support, to offer mentorship. What are the stories that some of them are sharing?
The stories that are what?
The mentors are sharing or talking about.
So going back to, because this one just happened, and I've seen a couple of posts recently about how much they're growing and the opportunities that are coming, even just a couple weeks later. But we'll go back to the first one that was last June. One of the teens, he was an older teen that won some mentorship from an AI company, and they ended up getting him a job as the head of the AI division at a company here called Bucked Up. And those guys love him and he loves them, you know, so he's already actually has a career going from this mentorship, and several others are doing the same. They're building, they're growing, they're making their own money, they're making their own way, which is a huge life lesson.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, I mean, when you're approaching these mentors, what's the commitment you're asking them for?
You know, it's funny because I just threw the idea out there on a couple of Facebook posts and the business owners approached me. I have so many wanting to get involved. They're like, I'll do it. What does it take? I'm like, a minimum of this, you know, a minimum of $100. And most of them gave more than that. And I said, end mentorship, whatever that looks like for you. So I kind of let them determine how much they wanted to contribute with that minimum and how much mentorship. I'm like, it could be an hour, it could be a day, it could be an 8-week program. And so all of those different options were brought to the table. It depended on what that business owner was willing to contribute.
Ah, that's so fantastic. And I mean, I love that you're using your network to create community now, because that's a big shift, right? I mean, all of us can talk about networking, and a lot of people have participated in chamber events and networking events where we're passing out business cards. But I think you're creating community, and you're doing it at a level of family. And Sean and I had, when Sean and I met, I was really impressed by his relationship with his daughter and how he was involving her in the event. And that was a big deal. And obviously your motivation is being driven by your boys. And so for me, the family element of creating community might be even bigger than the impact you're having, you know, for individual business owners.
I really love that you bring that up, because I want to speak to that a little bit more. We wanted to create that same feeling for entrepreneurs who are adults, because that is missing. People go to networking events and then they either don't follow up, or they don't know how to build a relationship, or they think it's just about the transaction. And so for the events that we built for adults, like that, I even just got feedback last night, and it constantly pours in, same thing. They're like, you're building something amazing and different here. I had several speakers who have been paid $25,000, $30,000 to speak at other places, and they speak at mine for free, and they say, I'd rather be here, because of the feeling of community and collaboration that's different than they're experiencing other places, where it's just about the transaction or it's just about competition. And collaboration is a very beautiful experience that's different than competition. In fact, my first event, you know, as another business coach, I had two other business coaches fill the seats for me, because we were not about competition, we were about collaboration.
Well, purpose is so important. When you have a purpose and a vision, and I think you've created a vision around a purpose that's bigger than business and it's bigger than competition. And I agree with you. Like collaboration matters the most, and I'd much rather go side by side with business coaches, because there's plenty of opportunities. Everyone needs a coach and multiple coaches, so we can work side by side and collaborate together. So I think what you're creating is fantastic, and so proud of what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing in your community, the results that you're having.
Mostly because of him. No, he creates the space that gives us all the opportunity to hold those events.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so Debbie and I do a lot together. She's my co-host on a podcast called Ignition Point. It's where entrepreneurs got that initial fire starting moment and then went through hard things, overcame hard things, and still overcoming hard things to build a business. And
ooh, I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, we all do. It's like kind of what we signed up for, but it's not talked about a lot, as we know. And we like to bring that out in some of these entrepreneurs. And so like, I love podcasts. I love what you're doing on the legacy stuff. I love what Debbie's doing here. And I always wanted to be a part of it, but I got so much going that I was like, I know I can't. There's a great book that I'd highly recommend called Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. Who Not How. And essentially the book says, as entrepreneurs, we ask the wrong question, which is like, oh, how do we do this? And then we just keep adding things to our plate, and we can't be everything to everyone. And we end up failing. And I've learned that hard way many times. And so I met Debbie, and she's so driven, and she has such a great vision for things, and she wanted to do a podcast. And I'm like, I finally found my who can help really make this thing happen. And I'm a networked person, so I was able to bring network to it. She really runs the ship, and it's been a great relationship. And we've done now teenpreneur events. We've done a podcast together. We've done multiple events. We have our own event called the Ignition Point. And it's because of her vision and her mind. And it's when you find the right who, you just grow with it.
Well, absolutely. And us visionaries need integrators to make stuff happen. And so when you can put a visionary and an integrator together, great things can come from it.
Yes.
So Debbie, Sean, I'm going to ask each of you, what advice would you give to those entrepreneurs listening that haven't taken the leap?
You know, for me, I am fire aim ready. When you have the idea, don't let analysis paralysis stop you. Just set the deadline and set it quickly, actually, because procrastination will kill more dreams than anything else. So that's why I did it in 21 days. And then our first live event for adults, I actually, like the first day we marketed it to the event was 6 days. And we still filled that room too. There was well over 100 people there as well. So set the deadline, and that will, and get people involved in that deadline, then that will make you make it happen. And it will not be perfect your first time. Like, I know that. I know it. I probably could have made it a lot better if I spent 6 months, but maybe I wouldn't have actually made it happen if I just spent 6 months. I would have done it all in the last 20 days anyway. Who are we kidding? Right?
The first is the worst.
The first is the worst. Your first video, your first podcast, your first event, it's going to suck. There's going to be things you need to improve on. But that's, you just take that and you just improve on it. The next one, you're like, great, I did it. I got my toes wet. I jumped in, and then I'll make the next one better.
Fantastic. Sean?
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. I meet with entrepreneurs pretty much every hour or so. And the most common thing I hear is when the conditions are perfect, then I'll launch my business, right? Especially the aspiring entrepreneurs. I'll give you an example. We have a good friend named Demi, and she would be fine with me telling a story, but she came in like a couple months ago and she said, hey, I've wanted to do this brand and I want to have my own podcast and I want to have my own following and my own social with it. And I was like, how long have you been planning this or wanting to do this? And she said, for years. I've been thinking about this thing for years. And I'm like, well, what's holding you back from doing it? She's like, oh, I got to have the right tech. I got to have the right equipment. I got to have the right this. And I said, well, what's the date you're going to do this? And she's like, what do you mean date? I was like, well, let's pull out the calendar. And if you put an actual date of when you're going to do this thing, then you're going to end up doing it. So she started squirming and she's like, okay, January 25th this year. And, put it on paper. She put it in her journal, everything. And she put it in her planner that she's doing January 25th. And she ends up showing up here at my office, filmed her first podcast on January 25th, inspired her dad to also do another one. And now she's got this mind. It's where your focus goes, your energy flows, right? And now she's doing multiple. She's done now 4 episodes and she got it. And so what Debbie's talking about is true. It's the start that stops you. Just get your start. It's not going to be perfect. You can't wait till everything is exactly, the planets are aligned and angels come and tell you to start. You just start and you're going to do things wrong and you're going to fumble and you're going to fail a lot, but fail forward and learn and try not to make the same mistakes twice and just keep going forward and you can build a business.
Absolutely. Sean, Debbie, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a fantastic conversation. I'm so encouraged. I hope the listeners are encouraged to take some action in their own lives. And I'm looking, we're going to collaborate and make some bigger things happen. And I'm just thinking about all the ways that we can expand this. So love that you've taken the time today. Thank you.
Pick a date.
Yes, let's do that. Let's collaborate. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode brought to you by the power of intentional decisions that lead to massive action. These aren't just buzzwords. They're qualities that can help you take control of your life and build a successful 6- or 7-figure business. To support you on this journey, we're offering one of our most popular books, Fish Out, Leads In, 52 Fresh Ideas for Lead Generation. You can download it free at enjoybizlife.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and leaving a review. But most importantly, share it with someone who needs to hear it.